everybody. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. Last month, Facebook announced its latest plans to create a cryptocurrency called Libra and a digital wallet known as Calibra. This would have been the biggest attempt by a company to get involved in cryptocurrency, an often unstable and risky form of currency. But now the House Oversight Committee is asking the social media giant to stop all activities related to the digital products until they can assess their risks and opportunities for regulation. Mike Isaac is a tech reporter for The New York Times, and he's been covering Facebook's foray into finance. Welcome back to The Takeaway, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So let's start with a big picture question here. I mean, we've heard about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, and it kind of feels like I don't own any of those. I'm not interested in any of those. Who is buying cryptocurrencies? Who is it? Who's the target market for this?
No, that's a great point. I think the big reason that Facebook kind of wants to get into this is to date, it's been really hard to buy basically any sort of cryptocurrency. You sort of have to download a program, you have to find some sort of funky exchange online, and it's unclear whether your money's going to get hacked or your account's going to get broken into. It's very complicated right now, and I think it's mostly been relegated to like sort of really hardcore enthusiasts or even niche finance or banking fetishists even. And so Facebook's whole point is, look, we want to make this type of financial exchange mainstream, and to do that, they want to sort of bake that into two of their biggest products, which are Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp. And they've built this subsidiary, as you said, called Calibra to do that, and making their dollars or yen or whatever it is electronic much faster and they claim much safer and easier to store.
Now, in theory, what would I have been able to do with this currency on WhatsApp or Facebook? Does it mean I can buy anything I want?
The big sort of caveat is it's all very theoretical right now. They haven't actually gotten it running. It's supposed to go in 2020. But in theory, you know, you could go through Calibra, which is Facebook's version of like a bank / digital wallet, and exchange your dollars for Libra, which is the currency. And then right now, it's mostly about financial transfers. So think about, your relatives or cousins or whoever you have living in many different parts of the world. Money transfers is a huge activity for folks, especially coming from US to other countries. And right now, you know, it can take a lot of really sort of low-tech real world planning to do it. You might have to go to Western Union, you might have to stand in line at a banking office to get there. And so Facebook says, why don't we just sort of have you exchange your dollars to Libra, send that Libra via WhatsApp to someone else as if it were like a Venmo transfer, and then have them either hold it in their wallet or cash out. And the theory is you could introduce people who don't even have bank accounts in other parts of the developing world into a digital sort of bank account for the first time ever.
So a couple things. I mean, would Facebook make any money off of these transfers at all?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. They like to bring their new innovations in a sort of altruistic way, saying, hey, we're trying to bring banking to the unbanked and blah, blah, blah. And like part of that is true. But, you know, Facebook will never act in a way that isn't in their own self-interest. So they did admit that eventually, if this takes off, they might build things like financial services around it. So imagine Calibra being a type of banking system that could offer you loans or different types of financing one day, if enough people use Libra and decide to like actually hold their money in this. So very early days, but they could possibly, maybe they charge interest on loans over time. Maybe Facebook eventually becomes your bank. That's their sort of grand scheme going on in the background.
Now, the House Oversight Committee is concerned about Libra. What exactly worries them?
I mean, I think the big sort of takeaway here, as it were, is just to think about this is aimed squarely at overturning the entire financial system, not only in the U.S., but really globally, right? There, you can note that in the founding partners of this whole thing, there are no banks actually involved. It's mostly just sort of other companies and credit card processors and a few different tech companies even that are kind of dabbling in what cryptocurrency might do. But, you know, think of a currency like this trying to eventually replace how we use currency in the real world. And that, I think, just makes folks nervous automatically. And obviously it makes banks sort of like bristle a little bit. Not to mention the fact that Facebook has, you know, multiple probes and FTC investigations going on right now. So add another big initiative to that, and Congress is going to want them to at least slow down the brakes a little bit.
Well, also Facebook, I mean, you mentioned the multiple investigations into Facebook, but they also have not had a good track record when it comes to privacy. And, yeah. you know, adding to that, your financial transactions might yeah. even be more concerning, no?
No, that's exactly right. I mean, their sort of caveat here is, look, we created Calibra, which is a subsidiary. We're not going to share your financial transaction info with our ad targeting systems. They're totally separate. But like, you know, imagine literally anyone believing Facebook's words at face value.
I was going to say, we've heard that before, Mike.
That's right. And they like to sort of ask forgiveness, not permission, a lot of the time. So, you know, it's going to be really hard to just sort of say, okay, you know, we believe you, go ahead and use our financial data. So I don't know. It's an uphill battle for them.
They have also gotten some pretty big backers initially. We understand that MasterCard and PayPal and Uber are all looking forward to this. What does that tell us about the market? I mean, is that going to be enough to sort of get past the House Oversight Committee's concerns and just bring this thing to market?
Yeah, I think right now it's one of those things where, you know, we've talked to a few of the different companies involved. Right now they have 20-ish partners. They're seeking to get over 100 by next year. And a lot of companies like to have a hand in this, or at least say, hey, look, we're participating. If it takes off, great. If not, no skin off our backs. But I think everyone's sort of cautiously participating right now. And if it fails, then it's on Facebook. But if it succeeds, then these other companies can at least say they've been a part of it. So my guess is Facebook goes to Congress. The CEO, David Marcus of Calibra, he'll testify. And we'll see if they buy Facebook's line of thinking.
We shall see. Mike Isaac is a tech reporter for The New York Times. Mike, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.